Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Fifth Avenue Press. That's our Ann Arbor District Library's own book publishing imprint. It helps authors complete their projects and manuscripts by providing editing, fact-checking, graphic design, and layout services. We're going to find out how this works. Rich Reddy back with us from the Ann Arbor District Library.
Great to be back.
Fifth Avenue, of course, is where the main library is.
Fifth and William, correct. And so what better name for the book imprint? Sounds kind of cool, too. So
I'm surprised someone didn't have it already.
There you go. We're late to the game, but planting our flag.
How did this come to be where the library said, you know, we should help people publish their books?
So books and libraries kind of go together. And the library had been hosting a lot of writing events to help people work on their manuscripts, their ideas. So there's something called Emerging Writers that Ann Arbor, the ADL hosts, where we've got some published authors who work through either certain topics or help people workshop their things. You can kind of like a writing class you take at U of M or somewhere else. You hand out your work in progress. They give you some notes. Try and help you figure out how to figure out plot points or character or whatever else.
What a great resource.
Right. And then towards something, right? But then that next step, that's the hard thing. How do you get a book? Like, how do you actually get those words into a thing that becomes a book? And so that's the thing that ADL decided to step into, was to create Fifth Avenue Press. So it's library staffers who help you, we call it book doulas. So you are the one that's working on this book.
Book doula.
We're just helping deliver it into the world.
So I like that.
You have something that's nearly done, manuscript. We work it out with you. We have some editors. We have graphic designers. We lay it out. We work with you on covers. And then we have this final thing that you are proud of that we hand to you. And then you have to take it home now. And then you are responsible for it. So the library does not own any copyright, no rights to it, anything. ADL is allowed to circulate an electronic copy for patrons in perpetuity.
But you don't own the digital rights either?
Nope, nothing. Okay. So the author owns everything. And then the author can then go out and get it printed. Physical copies, can get it into bookstores if they want, can put it on Amazon, however they want to do it. And so the library just helps it become real.
At that point, when someone has this published book, okay, they're responsible for printing, could they theoretically take it, shop it around to an agent to have it then distributed that way?
Theoretically, the agents will typically work with, so I'm a little amateurish on this. I did write one book, so I kind of know
Ann
this
Arbor.
About Ann Arbor.
Some quirky things about Ann Arbor.
On Fifth Avenue Press.
Right.
So it kind of works together. But this is more like you've got a book, a project that you really want to do, but you don't want to try and get an agent. You don't want to try and work with like Hatchet or one of those groups. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're putting in your hands. So it's self-publishing, but to speak for me, I was able to work with a local printer to get physical copies printed. I talked to Literati. I talked to Nicholas Bookbound, Rock, Paper, Scissors, and was able to get my books in stores.
When you do that, do they get a cut?
Yes. So to get into the economics of it, the writer usually sells their book at a big discount to the local stores, usually about half off. So if it's a list price of $15, you'll sell it back to them for about half that. And then minus the printing costs and things like that would be my profit on top. Plus all the costs of printing the books and whatever else.
And so, is there a cost to have it published through the library's Fifth Avenue Press?
No.
So it's free.
Well, the library will just help you have the physical file, like the actual file. So then you take that file to like McNaught and Gunn is a local local group, or you could do things through, used to be able to do it through Thompson Shore. So you'll bring it to them. You set what you want your book to look like, what your paper stock, do you want hardcover, softcover, and then you can get boxes and boxes of that stuff printed. Some of them will distribute through the major booksellers that like any Barnes & Noble or something would order from Ingram and Baker & Taylor are two of the big distributors. So a bookstore in Portland could theoretically order the Book of Ann Arbor through them. And that's all the distribution's all set up. And then I'm just Mr. Self-Publisher sort of working through some of the economics of that and offering it up. So,
and are you actually writing out a check to the distributor, or are they taking part of that You write a check out.
A check to the distributor for all the costs of printing, the setup, all that kind of stuff. I worked with Thompson Shore. That they were my printers. Writers can go anywhere they want. Some just want books for family and friends. Mm. So they'll get a limited run of hardcovers. They'll give out as gifts and things like that. Some want to have a bestseller. So they'll go the extra mile and they'll try and get it every single place, Amazon, the rest.
Rich Reddy's book was The Book of Ann Arbor, an extremely serious history book. A lot of fun. May I ask you what it cost you to do all of that?
Personally? Mm-hmm. So again, the AADL helped this thing become a thing. It would have never become...
Because you wouldn't have had something to shop around.
That's the hard thing, right? Everybody's got a book. Everybody's got a book in their mind. They need somebody to help them get it across the finish line and put it together.
And that's what the library does.
And that's what they did. So they took a year to help me do that. Mm-hmm. And then once I had it, so I worked with Thompson Shore and it was roughly... let's say $3.50 per book to print a physical book in their factory.
$3.50.
Yeah, about $3.50. The cover price is $15. And I sold to local distributors for 55% off. So all that math, I was making, I don't know, roughly $3 a book, mm-hmm. something around there, after everything else, which is not, it's not a ton. My book is mostly super hyper local.
Right.
So it was kind of a niche audience.
Is it still selling in the stores?
Yes. But the idea for me was to do a book, right? Was to write a book. I wasn't expecting to make money or become super famous like I am now. But it was just, it was more about fulfilling a lifelong dream, right?
Sure.
And so AADL is able to help through Fifth Avenue Press.
Are you getting anything when it, like today, if it sold right now down at Literati, but do you get something out of that, or that already has happened because you sold it to the distributor?
So the way that Literati works is that I invoice with them. Others do consignment. So you will leave stuff there, and if something sells, you'll get a cut.
But what if it went through a distributor?
Then the distributor would have purchased it, and then my distribution point would have then... either subtracted that cost from my printing costs or cut me a check.
Fascinating.
So it's all...
it's really interesting. Rich Reddy, because let's face it, we've all said we have a book in us, don't we?
Totally. Yeah. And that's the point, right? I had tons and tons of Google Docs full of these things. I just had no idea how to put it together. Mm-hmm. And so Fifth Avenue Press linked me up with some editors, graphic designer, put it all together and gave me the most important thing, gave me deadlines. And so I had to stick to deadlines. And then there's a big book release with every class of Fifth Avenue Press books. Mm-hmm. So that was the inaugural one. We are on the third class now.
And it's coming up.
It's coming May 5th. So May 5th, we will have the latest number of releases. So we've got 5 new books coming out on Fifth Avenue Press. We have What Justice Looks Like. It's a nonfiction book by a Detroit attorney named Sam Dameron about 2 very big different cases that he had. Who We Are Now, it's a thrilling sequel to another Fifth Avenue Press book by Linda Cotton Jeffries. This one's really cool. It's Almost Lost. Detroit kids discover Holocaust secrets and family survivors. It's a historical memoir by Pauline Lowenhart about her family, Detroit, and secrets they unearthed looking back at a family history in the Netherlands. Mm. Dark Rhythm. This is a sci-fi thriller from Charles Taylor. And then Corked, Tales of Advantage in Competitive Sport. 2 U of M guys, an engineering professor and an anesthesiology doctor, linked up to write a book about sports and kind of how different teams work to get specific competitive advantage, everything from baseball to hockey to high lie to sailing. It's pretty cool.
Talk about facts and stats, right?
Yeah. And so that's our latest class of books that we've worked through. And then we've got more subsequent ones that are in the pipeline right now.
So these are 5 books, but if you had 10 people come to you, is it automatic that someone can use this service at the library?
No. So we've got a process that we work through to make sure it fits the project. So we have some people that come with a germ of an idea and we'll say, hey, why don't you go to some of these emerging writers groups, work on your idea, get it to somewhere closer to a finished product. Some people don't need us. Their book is done. Everything's done. They just need to sort of put it into a full file. Mm-hmm. What we try and do is help those people that will benefit most from us within Washtenaw County. It's open to residents of Washtenaw County. And we're just looking for another like kind of a wider array of genres, too, so that we're not just sticking to that.
Do you get many children's books?
Yes. So we had a bunch of children's books that were released in the last two iterations. We had Snail, I Love You, which was a really cool story. It was a picture book by Tava Platt and her daughter, Willa Thiel. And Willa came up with all the ideas. And Tava wrote, and then they had somebody named Becky Grover illustrate everything. They had Akina the Crocodile was a picture book. And then the first class with me was A Monster on Main Street. And it was a picture book by Emily Sywick about violin monster. So
We
also have kids books and picture books. So we kind of span all genres.
Did she work with Violin Monster to create
yes,
that?
Oh. Yes. So they work together to come up with this.
I am going to give a secret away on the air. My colleague Dean Erskine has the most beautiful idea for a kid's book that harkens back to when he was younger and his father. And I'm just dying for him to get this published.
I'll write it. That'll be a retirement thing.
So FifthAvenue.press, Dean, is a site that you should go to and just take a look.
Yep. One of our business associates with Builders and Remodelers Association, Pete Nowakowski, the marketing guru over there, is also an illustrator, and he has illustrated a children's book. As soon as I saw his work, I said, oh, we got to team up. So we're going to do that in about a year.
But his story is
I cannot give away the story.
It is so different. You've never read a children's book like this before.
Well, and like I said, ADL takes nothing. So they help people put together. They link up. If you've got an illustrator in mind, they help link you up, give you all the sort of project deadlines, and offer as much support as possible. Don't take a cut of anything. It's just part of
what a great
or if you need
resource.
An illustrator, we have people that come in and they say there was another one called Michigan Moon that came out where it was all about nature and Michigan mm-hmm. nature and stuff. And we took some photos for that person because they didn't have specific photos of things. So the library is willing to kind of fill in the holes to make it work.
What a beautiful service. It really is great.
And then we're bringing these to our patrons. We're bringing these to life, right? So that's part of what ADL is trying to do is make things happen that wouldn't otherwise happen. And so, I mean, I got to write a book, Luciana. That's pretty cool. So that was, that is a lifelong dream of mine.
And Rich Reddy. And if you want to check out his book again, his last name is spelled R-E-T-Y.
Correct.
Rich Reddy, look that up, and his book of Ann Arbor, which is really cool. He was in the first class, but now they're on to the third class of books that are coming out of this Fifth Avenue Publishing through the Ann Arbor District Library. It's Fifth Avenue Press, and you can go to aadl.org.
Correct.
To learn more about this, aadl.org, the Ann Arbor District Library's website. Few other little notes here that you've got going on.
Yeah, so it's festival season at ADL. So we've got the Fifth Avenue Press book release as part of this thing we're calling the Lobatorium season. Lobatorium 5. We've done 5 of these events where we have to clear our lobby out because no room is big enough to hold all the people that come. So we've got all these events scheduled for May. We've got French Macarons 101 with Keegan Rogers. He's a chef in Chelsea. We have authors Morgan Parker, mystery author Elizabeth George. We have Cecile Richards, and we have Floyd Crown Sr., who is a relative of Crazy Horse, to talk about some of that family history.
Wow.
All these events coming downtown in the lobby in May. And then we have 3 really big events coming up. Visions 2019. It used to be every other year that we ran this, but it's what's new in technology for the blind, visually impaired, and physically disabled. So there's a vendor fair with assistive technology, and then there are sessions to talk about different things about vision health, assistive technology to help you read. That is on Wednesday, May 15th. Then we have our gardening and DIY fest. Tons of gardening things. We've got sessions about beekeeping, backyard chickens, organic gardening, all this kind of stuff. That's Saturday, May 18th. And then we have ACME, which is the Ann Arbor Creativity and Making Expo. We have robots, DIY stuff. We have things that go boom. That's Sunday, May 19th, downtown. So that's the start of our festival season that starts to roll into the summer with our comic books festival, the summer game, all the rest. They're keeping me busy.
Very cool. I love it. Doing a great job at the Ann Arbor District Library. Rich Reddy, thank you so much for updating
us. Thanks for having me on.
All right. I can see the wheels turning in all of our listeners' minds. Oh, that book might come to life after all.
FifthAvenue.press. Check it out.
And you just have to be a resident of Washtenaw
County. Just have to be a resident of Washtenaw County and pitch it and see what happens.
Oh, cool. And it does not cost anything.
Nope.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate
thank you.
It. Do you have another book, by the way, coming out?
I do, actually. But it's in the it's kind of on dean level top secret, right? I don't want to speak it because then that will just announce my future failures.
Will you promise to come back on the show and
definitely,
debut it?
Definitely.
All right.
I will.
You're always welcome. Thanks.
Thanks.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.